We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
Show is going to be, because right as we walked in, Serta looked at both of us and said, Kevin Hogan is going to be a second string quarterback this year.
He is. He's fighting for the second string job right now on whatever team he's on. I forgot which team it was.
I didn't even know he was still in the league. And
you believe, Steve, that he is?
You're right. If it was a wide receiver, you're right. This is Kevin Hogan, a backup. Because I feel like Steve is looking him
it's
up right
Broncos.
Now.
It's the Broncos. It's more of a third string role.
Steve.
No, so yeah, the Broncos with Joe Flacco.
Flacco
and
sucks.
And Missouri's own
Drew Lock.
You think that he is not? You think he's going to beat
what
out?
What are you doing right now? Stop, man.
This is the type of show we're going to have today.
We've got a good show today. Stop.
Kevin Hogan can run.
Steve,
he's got some athleticism.
He means it.
You brought him in. This is your fault. This is your leadership.
On a beautiful day, you know what time it is. Hey, Bird!
Show, good morning. Let's stay with what we were talking about off the air. Travis Kelce, I think you're being prisoner of the moment.
Okay.
You're being
Chiefs fan. I'm not.
You don't
Hold on. Now, damn it.
But you don't often show that you're a Chiefs fan.
Stop. Let's let the leader step in. This is a decision that the leader should make. Remember, it is still Christmas in July. Let's allow the people to win things. And this might be one of the best days. Come on now. Look at me. Look me right in my eyes. It's Ryan the Plaza. It's $50. Your opportunity to win $50 two times in this segment to Ryan the Plaza. I got $47 in my pocket to Ryan the Plaza right now, and I know exactly what I get. Cinnamon roll. They got that.
I thought you were just going to get a bunch of cinnamon
rolls. I'm sorry. They got that. They got this soup that is so good. I'm sorry, but your chance right now, all day long on Thirsty Thursdays. Ryan the Plaza, you got a chance to win $50. You got a chance to win $25 to Lucas Wine and Spirit Superstore all day. Two times per segment right here on Show and Vern until 2 o'clock, and then you can still win things on the drive following us. But two times each segment, your chance to win. Anytime you hear these sleigh bells, there you go. Way to jump in. Anytime you hear those sleigh bells.
He's always good on the first one.
No, he's not.
Impress me at 11 o'clock.
Good. Your chance to win $50 to Ryan the Plaza. Now, just explain to the people this craziness that you – I don't know why you think this is so – I don't think you think it's crazy, but you just can't make yourself get right with
no,
this.
I don't think that you are thinking logically. If you agree, like Sporting News put out earlier this week as they ranked every NFL team's potential Hall of Famers. For the Chiefs, they had Chris Jones at 20%, Tyreek Hill a 25% chance of making it to Canton. Patrick Mahomes at 60%, and they said Travis Kelce is a lock. Travis Kelce will wear a gold jacket. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Sporting News writes, file him under the special receivers from the position that have defined this era. Travis Kelce is arguably the best tight end in the NFL.
He is.
Him, George Kittle.
He's the best tight end in the NFL, and he's been the best tight end in the NFL for the last 3 years.
Okay. Well,
and Rob Gronkowski lives in this world.
Yeah, I disagree. Maybe last year I was with you that clearly Travis Kelce was the best. Prior to 2018, I think there was debate when healthy Gronk or Travis Kelce. And I think moving forward, there's going to be debate. Travis Kelce and the kid out in San Francisco. Look, he has put together three consecutive seasons unlike anything we've ever seen from that position.
Never seen.
But let's acknowledge how different things are at that position in 2019, just like you have to take into account when Isaac Bruce and Reggie Wayne played, what the atmosphere of the NFL was when they were putting up remarkable. Edgerrin James, look, there are a lot of guys that put up great numbers. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're one of the all-time greats. Let Kelce do this for another three seasons, and I'm with you. But I feel like we are treating him like he's doing some Gale Sayers stuff out here. He's a byproduct of 2019 football, it being incredibly pass happy. He's not falling. He, in my opinion, isn't cut from the same cloth as a Shannon Sharp.
Joshua.
He's a better receiver, but to me, the tight end position means a little bit more. If we solely focus on numbers, well, then there are hundreds of Hall of Fame receivers over the past 15
years.
Come
on, let's get real.
And we're never going to stop putting receivers in.
Tight ends don't get into the Hall of Fame for blocking, if that's what you're moving. And Travis isn't a bad blocker. Travis is, he's not Gronk in terms of blocking.
What
but
I'm
he's
saying
a good
is
pa-
his
he's
numbers are similar to home run numbers during the steroid era. It's inflated because of the age and time in which he
played. I think that's a good point. Except for at this position. You brought up wide receivers. Yes, I think when you start to look at guys like receivers that are playing today, Antonio Brown, who are putting up major numbers because of the amount of times they throw, I think there is a difference between them and the 90s when Rod Smith, I don't know why that's the first name that came to my mind, but Rod Smith, who's a borderline Hall of Fame case. Like those guys, I think there is a, but at tight end, I don't think there is an enormous difference from when Tony Gonzalez played, from when Shannon Sharp played, to when Travis Kelce played. I don't think the gap is like it is at that position as it is at running back, wide receiver, or at quarterback. Yes, but he's putting up numbers in a major way, and I just don't think the gap is that huge. He is a weapon, unlike any of those other guys. Like, I love Shannon Sharp. Like, and Shannon Sharp is great. He's on that level. Tony Gonzalez is great. He's underneath just a bit right now, underneath that level. Man, he's putting together years, and now they've gone to the AFC Championship game. Like, I said it. If they had gone to a Super Bowl before, he'd be a surefire lock. The help, and also him doing it with Alex Smith is a thing that you take into account. Like, I don't think it's wild.
Well, okay, you lose me with the Alex Smith.
I don't think it's wild.
He's had five great seasons. You know, three truly great seasons, five very good seasons. To me, Shannon Sharp, these Hall of Famers that you acknowledge, you know, there's not a ton of tight ends in the Hall of Fame. Longevity means something, doesn't it? 5 years and you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
four Pro Bowls and you're a Hall of Famer. Two All Pros and you're a Hall of Famer. Look,
if you're special enough at your position, I feel like Gronk after five years was in the same place.
If it sounds like we're arguing about whether or not Travis Kelce is great,
no,
that's not it.
No, about
what
how great
I
he
disagree
is.
With you is that right now he is a lock for the Hall of Fame, because if you say that, you're saying that Travis Kelce can hang up the cleats. And in X amount of years, he'll be in Canton, Ohio, wearing a gold jacket. I'm just not there yet.
Travis Kelce got injured or decided to retire, I don't think he's first ballot, but I think he gets
sure,
in.
Sure. See,
I think you
got to do it longer than 5 years. Three 1,000-yard seasons. No one's ever done that.
This is
I understand
in a row
that.
As a tight end, remember?
No question. A truly great 3 year stretch.
He was the best player at his position, in my opinion, for 3 years in a row, with arguably the best player of all time at the position playing in Rob Gronkowski.
I know.
That's a big thing to me. And I know we disagree on that.
But if that was over a 10-year stretch of him being very good, and three of those years he was clearly the best, I'm with you. My hang up is 5 years, three great years. That's all it takes to make it to the Hall of Fame?
Depending on the position and depending on what you've done in those years. Right, he's done stuff ain't nobody ever done. And he played in the same era as Rob Gronkowski. Rob had Tom Brady. Ain't never done it. So, I mean, I just think he's been that special in this case. And I think it would be a no-brainer had they'd had more postseason success.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.